Now, as he slaps his hands in glee, we're going to have a bit of a debate on the programme about the future of Waterford City and County Councils, whether they should, as it appears to be intended, they be amalgamated, or should they retain their autonomy. We're talking to Councillor Mary Roach about this, and we had hoped that Eddie Mulligan could join us, but unfortunately he's not able to. But so I am going to take the position of devil's advocate, Mary. So
I would have preferred Eddie. Eddie is a perfect gentleman. He'd have no idea about you.
well, you're soon to find out. So you've written and talked extensively about this subject since the Munster Express headline on it, written by John O'Connor last week, which said that it was all but a done deal that the amalgamation was going to take place. I suppose you have a number of concerns, but your biggest concern appears to be, from reading your blog, about the protection of the status as a city.
Well, I suppose that's the kind of the intangible one. That's the one you either get or you don't get. You either feel that or you don't feel it. I mean, Waterford is the oldest city in Ireland. That's something we're very proud of.
Yep.
Founded in 914, older than every city in Europe, bar London and Paris. So it's older than Berlin, it's older than Copenhagen, it's older than Oslo, it's older than Glasgow. So it's a very ancient place. It has had a city council for over 800 years, specifically dedicated to looking after and fostering the role of the city and protecting the city and its trade. Now, I know the role has changed, obviously, since those days. But the city council over those 800 years has had to defend the city from James I in the early 1600s, from Oliver Cromwell himself. And I suppose the line that caught everybody's eye is Minister Phil Hogan about to complete what James I and Oliver Cromwell couldn't. So good luck in arguing that one.
Yeah, well, I suppose the point on the city status is there's nothing to suggest anywhere that I've read that the city status is actually going to be affected.
Yeah.
Right. Let me just even refer you to
You've done your homework, have you?
The reference document that the people who were tasked with examining whether or not the city and council should be amalgamated, the reference document that they were given, right? The people involved are Sean Aylward, Joe Allen, Louise Grubb, Ned O'Connor and Frank O'Regan. We'll talk more about them in a few moments' time. But one of the things they were asked to do was to look at the need to ensure that the particular status, identity, character and heritage of Waterford City are maintained and, where possible, enhanced with a balanced overall system of local government for Waterford City and Council. So it would appear that the Waterford status as a city is not going to be affected at all.
Well, may I say, if that does turn out to be the case, Ian, there will be nobody more pleased than I. But the bottom line is that no matter what happens, if Waterford City and County are amalgamated, Waterford enters a different tier to the other cities. No matter what you call it, no matter what spin you put on it, we will be different. Cut our budget by €8 million. That's a huge, big cut.
But, okay, let's say we know that the county council's budget would appear. I haven't seen the figures for the city council for 2011, but the county council appears to be in a worse financial status than the city council,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So if you're able to apply that type of financial management that has been applied in the city to the county, you're going to save money that way. But ultimately, just on the point of the number of councillors, right? Is it not better to have 20 councillors? Is it not more manageable, less unwieldy to have 20 councillors managing the entire area of Waterford City and County than 63 or even down to 50? Just cut, and then make these people accountable for every move they make.
No, well, I disagree, because at the moment we only have 15 in the city. So it would be more wieldy for us to have 15. Also, quite frankly, Ian, I know nothing about what goes on in the county.
But you should.
No, why should I? It's not my area.
But
no.
But that's not going to be more efficient. The reason you should know what's going on in the county is because Waterford City and County are not two separate entities. There's no border and visa points between the two, right? So you can move easily between them. But for us to think, right, as an economic entity, we need to be amalgamated. We need to be one.
No, I disagree.
And we are a city, then, that represents the county, and the county that represents the region. If you're talking about IDA people coming in and looking at this region, you need a critical mass of nearly 600,000 people to attract them in, not the 50,000 in the city.
I agree. And to illustrate that point, when I was mayor and we went on the trip to the States, you know, to try and build the business of the city, when I came back, I put a proposal to the city manager that what we needed was to actually all work together as a region, not just Waterford City and County. I mean, it drives me insane that the county have their tourism website and we in the city have our tourism website.
I couldn't agree more.
So that kind of thing should breaking down where you can't provide the service.
But again, Mary, the whole point is that if you have the amalgamated city and county, you have a larger unit, a larger workforce, a larger outdoor staff to pull together and to help get us through the hard times. Again, the separation seems to be half of the problem rather than the solution.
The separation on issues that have to be separated. For example, if we have water engineers who are looking after the water in the city, they know nothing about looking after water. They're specialised things.
It's still H2O.
No, but they're completely different systems. I don't think there's any... Can I just deal with you? You brought up the issue of the deficit in the county.
Yeah.
Like, people are saying to me, oh, you know, would one... we don't have a 6.9 million euro surplus. Mm-hmm. You know, so that won't... What will happen is that if we want to invest in the city, mm-hmm. do you think we could have invested in Waterford Crystal? 8 million euros pulled out of the city if we were amalgamated with the county?
The reason that you're able to invest that 8 million euro in the city is because of the foresight and the vision of the leaders of Waterford City Council in association with the private sector here. So it's a public-private partnership, right?
Right, yeah.
It's a leading example as to how good local government should be done, right?
Yeah.
And Michael Walsh is responsible for leading a brilliant local organisation in Waterford City.
Yeah.
And I would love to see somebody like Michael Walsh being given the go-ahead to run the city and the county as well, because he has the vision, he has the context, and he has the ability.
How is that better for Waterford? How is it better for Waterford if the one kind of council that we have that's actually pushing the city forward is now going to be focused on putting this new organisation in place? I don't know, maybe spending 2.5 days in the county.
In private industry, you have companies amalgamating all the time, and the good points of each side of the operation being brought to bear on the new organisation. And that's how companies grow. That's how they develop. That's how they prosper. And that is how Waterford will grow, develop and prosper. And you talked about rates and you talked about bringing in money. This is how Waterford can do that. Because if you are the gateway to a region and you are that strong economic driver, well then the IDAs will see, the companies that bring in will see Waterford as this united force and not ignore it the way it's being ignored at the moment.
That's a complete fallacy.
No,
you're actually making things up, because what the IDA have delivered to Waterford in the last 10 years is sweet Fanny Adams for a start, right? Now, if we suddenly have a diminished status, so they are looking, you look for the last 10 years,
Waterford City is 50,000 people, right? That is a village in America. Why would they look at us?
Absolutely, I agree with you. But Galway is the same size practically.
But it has the region around it of the 500,000 people.
We have the region around us of the 500,000.
But we're not setting ourselves that way.
Yes, we are, if you give us a chance to do it. Waterford has come to this party late. We had, for years, the IDA told us our points that we didn't get investment was because we had no university, was because we had no motorway, was because we had no bypass. We now have the motorway, we now have the bypass. The university, they tell us, is coming, and quite frankly, I'm willing to give them a chance because I see the ducks being put in a row on that. Now, when they are giving us that, they have taken other things away, Ina. Remember, the IDA has gone to Cork, the ESB has gone to Cork, the VEC has gone to Wexford. They're trying desperately to make our hospital an outpost of Cork. The Enterprise Ireland doesn't even have their main people here. Everything that we have is being taken away, and if we leave them take our status, they will be able to take more. And you're right, we will become nothing more than a backwater, because when they look at Ireland, they will see three cities. They will see Cork, Dublin and Belfast, and the rest of us will not even be at the race.
You know what we've got to do? We've got to take a break.
Go Dungarvan, let's get moving together.
Sponsors of Nocturne Till 6 with Ian Nocturne on WLOR FM.
I'm here with a couple of Councillor Mary Roach, and we're discussing the pros and cons of the proposed amalgamation of Waterford City and County. So a few of your texts and comments. The untaken city, Henry Ireton, Cromwell's son-in-law, did cause the city to surrender, so let's get that clear first. The local government system needs to be reformed. It's bloated and unnecessarily large. No doubt county councils will oppose this because it'll threaten their own positions. I'm all for amalgamating the councils, but the central offices should be in the city. It is the oldest city in the country, the first capital. It should at least remain the home of our government offices. The rest of it's only wording and semantics owned from the east and now living in the west of the county. Mary, on that point, now, I think we have a point we can agree on, right?
What?
I'm not sure that the needs of the city and county amalgamated will be best served by putting the head of government, local government, elsewhere than the city.
Oh no, I mean, to be honest with you, Ian, I can't even consider that it would go anywhere else, because to me it's just too preposterous. Yeah. Now, what I do think, and it'll be interesting, I don't think you could actually close the county council offices in the county. So I'm quite sure that there will remain a service there, because you can't force